end of Parshas Matos brings down the Maaseh Bnei Gaden and Reuven. They were on the Pesach Knisa L'Eretz Yisrael. They were about to go in, and they saw Eber Yarden, and they saw the land and how much Gashmis it has. And they said that we want this instead of Eretz Yisrael. As we can, is a remez l'doyves, to the frat l'dor shalom. Now, we're holding by Ikv Sada Mashicha. As Hashem, we're about Nikonis l'Eretz Yisrael. Kimuvan, Eretz Yisrael, Gugulasa, not the Israel that we're in now. Kimuvan, Eretz Yisrael, Bigdushasa, Bitarasa, Bigadlusa, Bisimchasa. As an Nisayan before Eretz Yisrael was an Nisayan of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. When you're holding by the Pes of Eretz Yisrael, but you see Eva Yaldeh, you see a Mokom which is very Megusham, very Gishmak, and you say, ah! This is where I want to live. Yeah. Like all American Bachrim know what Eber Yarden of Bizman Hazeh is. Where it's very Megusham, very Gishmak. Ah, this is where I want to live. Or even if you live in Eretz Yisrael, there are places here that are Eber Yarden Tudik. Yeah, but this is where I want to live. This is, Gashmias. This is where I want to live. Azot the Medrash that Bnei Reuven were chivavu es hamamim. They thought that they would have much more gashmias in Bnei Eva Yaldeh, because they were excited to live there. But kishenichnes l'Eretz Yisrael, v'rog etoyves Eretz Yisrael, and they saw how it really was in Eretz Yisrael, all of a sudden they were, what a mistake we made. We put so much koiches, so much investment. We went to war, we fought. And we went to the head of the army and we worked so hard. And we were gypped off. We got stuck in Eber Yarden because we didn't realize what Eretz Yisrael is really about. There are people, there's some kol avidosom bin yonei oilam hazeh. Geld, more geld and more geld. Which means more tanuge oilam hazeh and more tanuge oilam hazeh. Halavai yeshiva should, abachrim should oivet a fifth of what Balabatim do for Gel. But they say we would have massive masmidim here. Of Kachazet. They mamish put such an effort and they think they're getting hesegim. But when they see the chelik in Olam Haba, what they would have gotten, if they would have put their work in something worthwhile, they're going to say, oh, it's such a jip, such a ripoff. I'm telling you, what did I invest in? Peanuts! What I could have gotten. If I only would have put my koiches into Torah. Yovai Hayoim, they're going to see their mistake. And then it's going to be too late. Okay, now I'm going back to yeshiva. It won't work. It doesn't work that way. As Bnei God, Bnei Reuven made a choice in life. A choice. They went to Golis first. Because the people who don't appreciate Eretz Yisrael, they leave Eretz Yisrael first. But thus is a limud lididon. We should make the same mistake that they made. We should understand what's real in the world, what's real in life. The loizu bulvad. In Inyane Gashmias, Inyane Oilam Hazeh. We should have a Shifa Legia to the Oilam Hagula, to the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. If we'd only know what the Toive is to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu close to us, to have a Shrosh Shechina B'teichenu, what's in store for us? Who wouldn't be Shayef? It's an avoider to be Shayef for the Gula Asida. It's an avoidah to be shayef for his man umoch Hashem dima mi'al kol panim, that there won't be any more almanis crying. There won't be any more yisaymim. There won't be any more machlis. It's an avoidah to be shayef for such a thing. It's an avoidah to cry. To cry in this time over all the tzaris that people have, that we see around us. And we know we could have better. We shouldn't be shy for it. as we're holding Oid Ma'at in Ikvasa de Mashicha, let's not fall in the same trap that the Yetzirah put for Bnei God and Bnei Ruvain. To fall right before Chaval, just keep on going. This is one Nakuda. Parshas Masa. It lists the 42 Masas of Klal Yisrael. Tzarech Bia. The Torah is not a history book. It's not like, you know, when you learn history in school, they teach you, in this war they fought the battle, in this city, in this city, in this city. Gosh, it was so boring. Yeah. Who cares where the Civil War happened, in this city, in this country? Oh my gosh, it was so boring. The Torah is not a boring history book. What is the Torah writing? 42 places in the map. What do I need to know 42 names of places? Ma'inyan zeh, the Torah is a boring history book? Chas v'shalom, only if you don't know how to learn the Torah. Then it's a boring history book. Zot Ramban, they are places that are yadua la'kol. You could walk in the midbar and you could see it. Yeah. And that's a good bein hazmanim trip. Yeah. I'm not saying you should go to Egypt. Yeah. But it's a good bein hazmanim trip to see. Yeah, basically the pictures at least. I don't know if you should go there physically. Why? Because you see, the Yidden were in a midbar. It was desolate. There's no makolet there. There's no food there. There's no even beach there. There's mamish nothing in the midbar. How could you function? How could you survive? And the Yidden survived for years and years and years. As when you hear these masses, when you see these places in the map, what do you see? Zot Ramban. You see Goydel Chaste Hashem on Klal Yisrael. We could survive anywhere if we have a Kaddish Baruch Hu with us. And thus is a limud for everyone who's in the Golus we're in now. Many Bachrim feel that it's so hard to learn. It's so hard to shtay. It's so hard to go anywhere in a ruchniyistik sense. As these 40 ways, 42 masois to Eretz Yisrael are a limud l'chol dar v'dar. You may think the masa to Olam Haba is impossible. It's not shaykh to live a life of Torah. It's not shaykh to be in the Beis Medrash. It's not shaykh to grow in Torah. Sh'teid l'cha. Just like the Yidden helped HaKadosh, the Klal Yisrael, when they went through the Midbar, as Hu Adin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with us in every step of the way. You'll be shocked. There were so many things, so many nekudas in life, where Poshet, I didn't know where they would come from, whether it's in Yoni Parnosa, whether it's Yad HaDishmaya with different children, with different areas of life. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us steps and lifted us up where we never thought the Yeshua would come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there for us. Everyone could look in his life and duk v'tishkach, how the places where you thought, Pashit, we couldn't, we can't, there's no way. Abba Hashem was Paila Shaderech in the midbar. Places we didn't have a place to sit. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow made a hole in a Beis Medrash that we were able to move in. Yeah. Story after story in life. A place. We didn't know where to go, what to do. And Hashem was there for us. Everyone, if you look in your life, duk v'tishkach, you could see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there for you. Was with you every step of the way. As these Membeis Masois is not a boring history book of where they traveled in the midbar. It's a lesson in life that Hashem is with us in every step of the way. It's totally on us if we'll see Hashem. And that Torah, which comes from Yirmiyah, Perik Beis, he says, Toivsei HaTorah lo yoduni. The ones who are sitting in the Beis Medrash, you're the ones that should know. You learn Torah. What does Torah teach you? Hashem's there for you. Hashem's with you. Hashem will be mechazik you every step of the way. in Ar Miklat, in Ire Miklat, which is also in the Parsha, it says, Hochin Lam Derech, learn the Gemara in Makis, Daf Yud Amid Beis, that they put signs on the way, where to go to Ari Miklat. What is this coming to teach us? Zok the Gemara in Makis, it's coming to teach you a big lesson in life. That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps somebody who's a choyte, who's a reitzeach, that he should get to the right derech that'll save him. As somebody who's trying to go to the right way in Ruchnias, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not going to help. B'derech Shadam Reitzeleh Lech Meilichin Oisai. Aye, the derech looks hard. The derech is, I don't know, some people feel maybe even impossible. But if you walk, if you go, you'll see Siyata Deshmaya, Nifladik. Hashem will go with you. Story, one of the Gersa Sadiqim, he ran away in Europe. He said he came to a certain place, he was running away from the Nazis, and he didn't know where to go. He didn't know to make a right or to make a left. A hand came down from Shemayim and said, Zuvalka Rav, go to the left. He went to the left. If he would have gone to the right, he would have walked straight into the Nazis. He went to the left. He made it to be a Rav in America. A hand came down from Shemayim. Go there. Gam ki yelech gates al moves lo yirago ki atoi modi. Wherever you are in life, remember Hashem's with you to help you. Thus is the Nakuda, one of the limudim of the Membeis Masois. The mechazik ar betochen at Hashem. Nakuda number two, zot the Ramban. It's lelamed on the godless of Klal Yisrael. They were lechtev achrov bamidbar. Who goes into a midbar? How could you go into a midbar? And it's not like they do what the yeshiva bachim do when they go into the midbar. They rent jeeps, they bring five bottles of water and six packages of food. Yeah. They went in the midbar with nothing. Who goes into a midbar with nothing? Hashem said. You see, the emuna Klal Yisrael put in Hashem, the sidkas of Klal Yisrael. Go to the places, see where they went. It didn't look like the beautiful cities that we live now. He went into midbar. We see what we have inside of us. Every one of us has this greatness inside of us. Even where it looks like it's hard, but we could go. We could survive, and we could go with plenty of siyata deshmaya. They didn't just survive. They went banane akovid, first class, with food, man that was better for them, first class. Yeah. The air conditioning was provided by anani akovid. Electra Mitsubishi have not made a better air conditioner. The drink was provided by the bear. Even the mayor camp in the summer can't give a better drink than that. First class they went. Why? Because when you go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you go in that Derech Hashem, as much as it looks hard, the Siyata Deshmaya is Niflach. Ashrecha Bo'olam Hazeh V'toyv Lecha Lo'olam Haba. How? I don't know. You'll ask me practically, how is this going to work? I have no idea. Ad HaYoim, I have no idea how we managed until now. If you ask me how, Ein Li Musag. Oh, but it works. Kach Hazeh. That I see. The Anani HaKovid go with everyone. As thus is the limud of Membeis Vasois, which is the limud ledoiris. Zot the Sfas Emes. Every one of the men, it says in the Masois, Miyitzias Mitzrayim. What's the Hadgasha Miyitzias Mitzrayim? Sh'teve lecha. Every path you're going in life is another opportunity to leave Mitzrayim and get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gula Hasidim. Every step we make in life, if we make it that way. How do we leave Mitzrayim? When you go into a Midbar. It doesn't mean Bizman Hazed, you have to go into the Midbar down south. Yeah. Every yeshiva is a mushal to a Midbar. You're leaving the Makom where the Gashmias is great, and you're coming to be in Yeshiva Smir. But you definitely can't compete. Your dira here can't compete to your house in America. Trust me. It just doesn't compete. Mir compared to America is a midbar compared to Mitzrayim, for sure. Sanhedrin Mochevet compared to Kew Gardens is a midbar. You take your match right. Yeah. Because we don't have to go in the Midbar, Bisman Hazeh. We come to live here. We come to yeshiva every day. We're sitting and learning. We left Olam Hazeh. We're here in the Beis Medrash. We're taking a masa. We're lechtech achrei bamidbar. Pe'eretz lo yizarua. That's our masa mi Mitzrayim, from the gullus that we're in now, closer, one step closer to the Eretz Yisrael Hasidim. The more we go in the masa, we're in the Beis Medrash, we're learning Torah, the quicker every one of you will get to his Eretz Yisrael, his Olam Haba, or Olam Hazeh. Eloi mi voi ma yegi eloi lo Olam Ha'emes, she'iske b'karim. Those are the two lessons of the Membeis Masois, the godless that we have inside of us, and the Siyata Dishmaya will zeichu to make those steps in life, to realize where we should really be heading, where we should really be going. Yeah. But it speaks it out. Afterwards, it goes through the Masois. It says, Mises Aaron. And it says, which Chodesh Aaron was Mace? Aaron was Mace and Rosh Chodesh Av. It's a yard site. Yeah, for those who are into yard sites, there's a yard site on Rosh Chodesh this week. The yard site of Aaron. The Tzarech Beer, why is the Torah Mefarit when Aaron was Nifter? The Torah doesn't tell us when Moshe was Nifter. There's a Gemara that says Zayin Adar, but it's not a Pasuk in the Torah. The Torah doesn't tell us when Miriam was Nifter. The Torah is not a newspaper. It's not a magazine that prints Yortzites. Why Aaron HaKoyin, it was mentioned, the Yortzite of Aaron HaKoyin, the Chodesh Av. As the Rabbeinu Bechaye Beremiza, Shem Rishon Pinkus, Mor Barichos, says a beautiful point. We want to touch up that over here is a remez on the Churban that was Ba'av. Nisa Sadikim is Doime, the Churban Habayis, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Yud Chesamet Beis. As over here is a remez to the Churbanus of Klal Yisrael. When Aaron was Nifter, it was Nistalik, the Anana Kovid. The Anana Kovid is Ashra Shechina. It's Doima to the Siluk Ashechina from the Mokom HaMikdash. Azkan is a remez to the Churban. Why Bedafka by Aaron HaKoyin? As Rav Shimshon Pinkus said, Al Pi the Mishnah in Avos, Havi Mitalmidav Shel Aaron HaKoyin. Oyev Shalom, Roydev Shalom. The midah of Aaron HaKoyin was the midah of Shalom. Churban HaBayis Shevi was Sinas Chinam. When the tzaddik, who's the Amud of Shalom, is Nifter, as there was a pgia in the targ of Shalom of Klal Yisrael. As it was mistalik aleihem the ananim, which the inyan of ananim is it watches over them that they should have shalom, that no damage should happen to them. When yidin are b'shalom with each other, they zoicha uproish alav anane hashalom, they're protected. When tragedies happen, when buildings cave in, when people are nifta, when people get sick, tragedies happen, there's no shalom, it's because we're not b'shalom. That's what's going on in Churban, is tragedies in Klal Yisrael. As Mises Aaron was a chsaron in shalom, and that's the Pesach, the psicha for the Churban Abayis. The Cheda Miraglim, chutz from what they said Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they took Klal Yisrael and they split Klal Yisrael from Moshe. They made a period, a gefelach period in Klal Yisrael. The Shechina Shaira, when we're Ba'achdus, when we're the period, who came right after the Anani HaKovid went away? Melech Arad, Zot Rashi, not here, the parasha before in the Midbar. Rashi says, when it says Mises Aaron, Rashi says it was Amalek. Amalek is from the Medrash. Because Amalek always comes to be Ma'anish us when there's a lack, when there's a period of Lavavis. When we come with tainas on each other, as a Amalek who has the tain on us, why did you steal the b'chayr and the brachas from me? He comes to us. Mida keneged mida. When we have sinna against each other, as then Yidden could come up and act with sinna against us, they can make zeris based on sinna to take away from people that mamish don't have, because they hate us. Anti-Semitism in America could rise very high. Someone that showed me an article that 6 out of 10 hate crimes in America are anti-Semitic. Jews are 2% of the American population. As if you take the hate crimes in America that are reported by the FBI, 6 out of 10 are against Jews. The percentage is way above, 6 out of 10 is 60%. As there's 2% Jewish population, yet 60% of hate crimes in America are against Jews. Stabbings, other things. There's a lot of shtik of people are being mashtik. In other areas too. When we see outside hate, it's a siman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing us, stop hating each other. Make shalom. Stop fighting with each other. The oynish is mida keneged mida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings goyim that hate us and fight with us. Mida keneged mida. You don't have to be an Eloi to figure it out. Heavy mitalmidah, that brings churbanis in Klal Yisrael. Heavy mitalmidah shel Aaron HaKoyin. Learn from Aaron HaKoyin. Tikach a dugma in your head. Look at a person who's oyev shalom and acts with shalom to everyone. See how much you respect such a person. See how much you appreciate such a person. Look at a person who acts the opposite. See how much you don't respect the person. Click in your head. What do I want to be like? Do I want to look like him? Or do I want to look like him? Thus is having a talmidav shel Aaron HaKoyin. A picture in your head of the ish shalom, tzaddikim that are shalom. See how special they are and appreciate it. Appreciate the importance of shalom. Mia ish hachofetz chayim. Oyev yomim liris toiv. To be a oyev shalom. Tilim lamed dalim. When we see so many tsaris, it's because of a lack of shalom. As if we're machazik in the mid of arnakoyin biyomim ma'elo. As that'll bring oyrapam, anani hakovet will come back. Zokt the Gemara in Baba Basar Ayin Hei, lo'asid lovoy, kol tzadik yiske l'sheva ananim. Every tzadik is going to have his personal ananim. That'll take him everywhere. You don't have to learn how to drive. You don't have to fly airplanes anymore. First class. Heavy mitam midah shel Aaron HaKohen. This is one of the keys, the midas toivas. As this parsha comes out on the 3 weeks, because it has a limud gadol for us, churbanis is lack of shalom, tsaris is lack of shalom, shlitas amalek sinas chinam, bein mi befnim from yidden, bein mi bachutz from goyim, is from a lack of shalom. If we could be mischazik together, all we have are each other. Everyone else hates us. Let's at least group together as a team. Respect every other person who's matzliach in limud, who's matzliach. Don't be jealous. Want everyone to have good and hatzlacha. It's not taking a kiuza away from you. Act good to people, nice to people. Roidif achar hashalom. Bezes Hashem. Ubi zeicha to be misakin. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will watch over us again and be Pirish as Ananim in the Beis Hamikdash. Ufreis aleinu sukash loimecha. People say it's hard to feel the Avelus Bizman Hazeh. They have a hard time understanding why it's so hard. Look at a picture of one almana that's crying, of any person who lost in any of the recent tragedies. Boys, we can't look at the almanas, excuse me. Look at the yesoimim that are crying. Take one look at a picture of one yasam who cried, who lost a parent in one of the recent tragedies. Take a picture of one yasam who's crying at a levaya. He misses his father. His father was his life. His father who took care of him, who he was so close to. Avinu Shebashamayim is 400 times better. He'll take care of us in a way no one will ever harm us. No one will ever touch us. We'll have such good. We can't cry, we miss you. We can't scream out, we want you. Everything's good for you? Can't be better? And we know who could make it better. In any midbar that you're in, we know who always makes it better, who's always there for us, and who could make it better in a way unbelievable. Zebi Adenu. Is it not worth crying? Is it not worth davening for? The 3 weeks are about. She's cabled to Osenu, she yovel, be yachsalon, and here.